Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, this is Inner Sight Around the World, and we welcome you wherever you may be listening. You know, you hear us, if you listen to this show, you hear us talk about all these problems with the disabled, how people can't get help. And, of course, not all of it is true, but most of it is. I would say 95% is true. There's always exceptions. And how the money is there, but people struggle, especially now you're hearing how the aids that are supposed to be there to help people who are disabled and multiply disabled are not showing up for work. You know, okay, they're afraid of the virus. But steps can be taken to protect yourself, you know, that many, many people don't realize or don't know about. And you hear about, just today I heard a situation about a woman with a guide dog in the supermarket who was harassed because she couldn't find the markings on the floor, whatever it was, to be properly social distance from other people. And the dog was never trained for that. A friend of mine shed some light on that, my buddy Ira Tucker, who said, why didn't they, this thing now goes back to January. They had 4 months. Why didn't they train the dogs for the social distancing thing? Distance. So, you know, all these problems add up and a lot more. The nursing home situation where people have essentially been abandoned to this virus because the programs they were on failed to work to get them out of the nursing homes. People waiting and waiting and waiting. Many of them will die before any of these programs take place. Many of them have been rejected, not accepted by the program because they need a little extra help. All these things, world, and a lot more, prove this system that's supposed to help a person who's disabled does not work. Just does not work. It's too old. It's too out of date. You know, it's funny, they all have modern, up-to-date technology, these agencies. But they're out of date in their workings, in their attitudes, in the way they treat us. Fortunately, there is a solution. We believe there is. It's not an easy solution. And it's going to take a lot of change, and it's going to take a lot of people to want that change, to bring it about. It's not a hard solution. It's an easy solution, but it's very hard to get because of the way the system is set up and the organizations that are advocating, most of them, have to advocate within the realm of the state. They have to follow the state because the state runs them. The state gives them money. The state guides them. And when that happens, you're never going to get the right kind of solution because the state is always going to control it. That's what's happening. That's why this system will never have the solution unless it changes. As long as the state controls you, you're never going to get the freedom that everybody else has when you're disabled or elderly. So we at Inner Sight, we believe we have the solution. We know the solution. And someday it's going to happen. I really believe it. You know, I don't know if yours truly will ever see that day, or many others of us who are working. There's a lot of good advocates. Don't get me wrong. A lot of sincere advocates. But they can't do anything because they're stopped. They're stifled by the state or the federal government. And that's why when people go to them for help, I went to the Independent Living Center for help when this thing, when they wouldn't let me on the accessor ride with my guide dog. They didn't do anything for me. They invited me to a board meeting of the accessor ride. But I mean, you know, what good is that if there's no enforcement? You can stand there and tell these people, you know, forever. You know, and then you walk out. Maybe they listen, maybe they don't, or they pretend to listen. You walk out, and it's the same old stuff because there's no enforcement, and they know there's no enforcement. And the Independent Living Center can't really do anything because they're getting money from the state. The state runs the accessor ride along with the feds. We have to have our independence truly. We have to have the power. As long as the power lies with the state and the federal government, we will never have our freedom. Every disabled individual has to be empowered. And by that I mean, how do you have power over your life? You know? What's the key in this country, and probably in every country? I mean, it's very simple. To have the means to run your life, what do you need? Who was it? I was talking to the Lighthouse Guild the other day, trying to get them to do something to help blind people. Gave me every excuse in the book. And they said, oh, we teach people to be independent. My response was, how can you be independent without money? You'll never be independent without money. Not in this society. The only way that can happen is take away the money. You know? So they're key, and the money is there. And we've seen in the last few months now how the government can give people extra money. It's a damn shame that it takes death to make them wake up and do it. It takes people dying for them to allow you to have a little bit of extra that is owed to millions of disabled and elderly people in this country. But we've seen how the government can do it. Why don't they get the agencies to join them? You know? Cut it in half. Why isn't the agencies raising half of this money that the disabled are getting from the government? Wouldn't that take a burden off the taxpayers right now? I mean, you know, if they try to raise it and they can't make it, they can't raise it, then yes, the government has to do their job because they owe us. But the agencies aren't even trying to do it. You know, they're not even in there trying. I only know of one agency that I've spoken with, Autism Speaks. It's a $250 grant. That's not half of what the government is giving the average person, which is, what, $1,200. But at least it's something. It's a start. You know? It's a start. I don't know how often they do that or how that works. I believe it is just in connection with this emergency, see? But at least they're setting the right example. You got to give them that much. Keep people out of nursing homes. How do you do that? We're going to talk about that when we come back. I want to take a break and talk about some of our friends. Big East, thekeytorescue.org. Thank you so much for my guide dog's food. They sent me 3 cases today. The Big East Keto Rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the keto lady. And a beautiful, beautiful person she is. An angel to care about my guide dog. All right. Big East Keto Rescue. .net, I believe it is. Or .org. Around the world, all the beautiful children, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, little Tommy, and all the others who suffered abuse and lost their lives. There's an example of how the money isn't being spent properly to protect children. They could be doing a lot more on that one. All children. All right, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Let's see. Around the world, Inner Sight, my buddy Gary, Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical help for your animal. Give Gary a call, 631-484-3085. All right. And what else we got? Some of our friends, GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and Touro Law Center with a .com. Baccaro's Italian Tavern, another good friend. We thank them so much for honoring Joe Arion last May. Baccaro's. 516-798-1555. Massapequa Park, New York. Hopefully they'll be open soon in the next couple of weeks. All right, around the world, Inner Sight and James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. If you need some advice along those lines, give Jim a call. Inner Sight around the world. And the phone number here, by the way, if you're calling in, 213-816-1650. That's the phone number. When we get our engineer on board, we'll be able to check the lines. Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for their support. At 631-880-7929. So check it out. And good source of information. You want to know about legislation or any meetings that are being planned when this thing calms down. They may be doing some of that online or on the phones now. Suffolk Independent Living. All right, Inner Sight.
Hello.
Around the world. And let's see, Able News.
Yes. Hello.
All right, we got the Able News. Here we go.
Yes, we do. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petition, nursing home petition, and the service dog. The licensed service dogs, schools, at change.org. You could find that on the inner site. Mm-hmm. And talking tonight about the solution to these problems that face disabled and elderly. All right. Now, how do you keep somebody out of a nursing home?
Yeah.
You know, it's very simple. If it would be done. If the government and the agencies would do it, it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
You set up a fund. Okay? And that fund goes into the into the name of the disabled or the elderly person.
Okay.
You know, this is your nursing home, your money, so you don't have to go to a nursing home. All right? Now, this has to be done simultaneously with a lobby in Washington. Because if this person who's trying to stay at a nursing home is on disability, if they get any extra money, the greedy state is going to try to take their disability from them. So you have to have a lobby, and I'm not a lawyer, but what needs to be done is you have to get a court order so that they cannot take away the person's protection, you know, until such time that the legislation that you're proposing is voted on. Something to protect the person. Because if you take $20,000, $25,000, and put it into a fund, let's say, to keep somebody out of a nursing home, to subsidize them if they need more help that the state will provide, you know, if they get so bad that they can't take care of themselves, the state is going to take away their disability. It's going to make them spend that money until the money is gone.
That's right.
So no one should interfere with a person's disability funding.
That's right.
So that has to be done simultaneously. You got to work on two fronts here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree.
But... yeah, but that's the way to keep a person out of the nursing home, you know. And the agencies and the government will continue to replenish that fund as needed.
Right.
All right.
Well, here's another issue with that, too. Now, we have to also correct, okay, the, you know, when you hire somebody, okay, either we have to decide if we're going to hire these people directly or hire an agency where these people will be trained. We have to decide what we'll do with that. You know,
you hire them directly. What do you need an agency for? That's what you have now. That's part of the problem.
It is, yeah. It is.
You know how to train. Don't you know how to train a person to help you?
Of course I do, yeah.
Well, there's the answer.
But there might be people who don't, and that's the other issue.
Well, then
so
we teach them.
Exactly.
The whole classes.
Exactly, yeah.
Disabled people help. We help
disabled
our own.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And it has to be, you know, well, I know that the, you know, there's going to have to be some sort of medical criterion. You know, we know that.
Oh, you have a doctor.
Exactly.
Or a couple of doctors.
Yeah, that will.
And you pay them.
You know, exactly.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
See, they
yeah.
make it too damn complicated.
That's
where
right.
people fall into trouble.
Exactly.
You know?
And you know what? They make the forms too damn complicated, too. The forms
yeah.
don't need to be that complicated. Why do
if
they
you,
need to be that complicated?
Because that it's connected to funding. You can
yeah,
believe
it is.
That. If you hire someone and they're not doing a good job,
that's
you
right,
let them
you
go.
Them.
Just like
that's
anybody
right.
else would.
That's right.
You know?
Yep.
You get somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Just because the disabled person hires someone doesn't mean they're going to be the most perfect, best
no.
aid in the world.
Nope. I have no problems.
No?
I fired somebody right from my bedroom. Seriously. She started screaming at me. A CD Pass. Mm-hmm. It was the CD Pass program. She was screaming at me, crazy screaming at me. And I just
yeah,
said
well.
To her, why are you screaming? And then that was it. I just said, you're fired. Just like that. I could not handle her screaming. She was warned more than once.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Hold. How could you fire her if you don't pay her?
Oh, I was able to fire her. You know why? Because, listen, I hired her, and I called the agency, and I said she no longer works here. And that was it. That's it.
Yeah, I understand that. But look how false that is. That's not real.
No.
How can it be real if you're not paying her?
Exactly. That's the only issue. Mm-hmm. I had to wait, and then I had to wait to hire somebody else. That's the thing. I couldn't
yeah.
go to
because
my
because you don't pay that
people.
Person.
Exactly. That's the only problem.
If you
problem.
Were paying that person, chances are she might not be screaming at you.
Exactly. We were supposed
what
to
a contradiction
to
that is. To me, that's worse.
Yeah.
That they did that.
We changed to another agency, and what happened was she made everything horrible. She was being such an idiot. I was telling her, we handed in all the paperwork and everything was going good, and all you have to do is go and get some of your medical done. And she started, you're lying, ba-ba-ba-ba, and screaming at me.
All right. Well, what you're talking about is the problem. We're talking about the solution.
Yeah. Yeah,
the solution is to have a simple system.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
money goes into the person's account only for AIDS.
Yeah.
If
that's
you
right.
try to use that money for anything else, you can be in big trouble.
That's right.
That has to be absolutely clear.
That's right.
You know?
That's
the
right.
money goes
no,
for the AIDS. You hire the person who you believe will be good to you and help you and good for the job. You
right.
pay them. They know that.
Yeah.
You know? And there's a better situation.
That's
much
right.
better. You don't have to deal with some stupid agency with all this because, you know, you don't know who you're going to get at an agency.
That's true. Well, now, here's the other thing. You could have an agency supplement. You can if you want to. This is up to you. This is all up to you. Supplement your care. Meaning, if you have a trusted agency that you like, supplement and back you up in case an aide doesn't show up. You could still do that if you like it. I mean, I have
you can have a list. What do you need an agency for?
You could even have a list of people, yeah.
You make a list.
That would be better. Yeah.
Of people that you know.
That's
that,
right.
You know,
that
may want to come to work.
Work. That's
you
true.
Know?
Just like,
you have a list.
What do you think my friend does? One of my friends does. She's our advocate. You know who I'm talking about. One of our friends.
The minute you bring in another agency, you're complicating everything.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what's happening now.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you're right. I got
to
say
you're
right.
There's the solution to that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's easy to talk about. It's easy to it's very
yeah.
hard to get.
To implement? I don't think it's hard to implement. The thing is that you have to convince people that it's the right thing to do and get it done. That's
well, you got to have the money, too.
Yes,
not
sure,
just convince
sure.
people.
I don't know if you have to really
money
have
has
the
to be there.
Well, the money that they're putting aside for you is there. Remember what's his name used to say, who passed away? What's his name? Brian. Remember? He said the money's there. The money
of course
is there.
It's
I remember
there.
Him say
but
that.
It's not
so,
under our control.
Exactly. The money is there, but it's not exactly. That's what he used to say all the time.
Yeah.
The money is there. So let's go on to that premise. The money is there. If the money is there.
Well, that's the solution.
Yeah.
To that problem.
Exactly.
People
yeah.
wouldn't have to go into a nursing home if they had a fund to back them up.
If the money is there and the elderly, if the money is there for the elderly and the disabled to get the services that
Your phone went cuckoo now.
What's new? I have no phones that are good in this house.
Sounds like you're in a tin can.
I am in a tin can with two strings.
Now it's better, though. You move a certain way.
Yeah, I moved it around. I moved it around. That's all I had to do.
Now, that principle that we're talking about,
yeah.
to keep people
yeah.
in nursing homes, that can work throughout the whole system.
It can, yes.
You know, whatever the person needs, it can work that way. And the person, the disabled or elderly person, if they choose to, can help the agencies to raise the money. See how that works?
Yeah, yeah.
And why wouldn't you want to help the agency? If that money's going pendant, most people would want to. I know I would.
I would too.
So that's how that works. That's part of the solution. So now you have the lobby in Washington. You have the agencies raising the money. You know, you have the government cost that eventually goes down.
Right.
You know, because they don't have to put up. You have the taxpayers being helped because
exactly.
the taxes can be lowered.
Yeah.
Eventually. It's a win situation. Now, if you had that now with this virus, look at the difference.
Yeah.
You would have.
A lot would
First
be covered.
Or you wouldn't have had all these damn people in a nursing home.
That's correct. A lot would be covered. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot would be covered.
If people
and
don't have to go in, you don't have to worry about getting them out.
That's correct. Not only that, a lot of these people would not be getting a problem. A lot would be, you know, covered and a lot would, you know, be taken care of and stuff like that.
What would you
no,
do if, you know, you hear people say, if you won the lottery, right?
What would I
do?
Oh, my goodness. If it was a lot of money, I would be donating to InnerSight, and I would be making sure that myself and my family would be taken care of, and I also would be donating to InnerSight. I would.
I would set up this system that we just described to the world.
Yeah.
I would start small.
Yeah.
You know, I would hire a fundraising firm, and I would hire a public relations person.
Yeah.
And I know the exact guy, and I wouldn't have to pay him all that money either. And I would start with helping the most vulnerable people, the people in nursing homes.
Me too.
That's what I would
and
do.
And I know the persons, two people.
And get the lobby.
I would help. The two people I would help right away. I will. I know. You know?
So there's the solution, world.
Yeah.
You know? The big question is, how do you get the politicians to see it? Right now they only see virus.
Not only do they see virus, they only see their... policies. They only see their obligation. They don't see us. We're like invisible to them.
I just hope the virus doesn't make their brain worse and they go really off.
They are.
All right, in a sight. 213-816-1650. You want to call in?
We have callers.
And talk about the solution, or you know, tell us what you think. Maybe we're dead wrong. Tell us. You got a better idea?
No.
What's the better idea? I'd like to hear it.
I don't know.
We got any callers?
Yes, we do. We have Cuden, we have Maureen, and Anthony is listening right now.
All right, so let's take a call from Maureen.
Okay, here comes Maureen.
Doing good.
Oh, hold on. Let me wait. Hold on a second, Frank, this is stupid.
Tomorrow night, we got the funnies here, so.
Yes, we do.
Don't forget.
Comes Maureen.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you two?
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
How you doing?
I don't know. If this doesn't end soon, I'm going to go berserk. You know, I think I know the reason why we have so many. We have the most in all of the country in Queens here. Because we have LaGuardia and JFK that are only a matter of a few miles away from each other.
Yeah.
So that's why everybody brought it in here. So that's why we have the most, right?
Yeah.
And then we have a governor who doesn't know anything that's going on unless he sees it in the newspaper. Because where are they going to get all this money to disinfect the subways? Where is that? Every night they have to do it. Where is this money? Why can't they find money for the nursing home people to get them out? And the homeless that they're going to put in, 1,000 a week. I thought it was 1,000, period. 1,000 a week at the cost of that. Why can't they do, and the prisoners too. They seem like they have more concern for everybody, the people in nursing homes.
Yeah.
They don't care about them at all.
The thing is, okay, now I'm saying funny loosely here. The funny thing is that now they said, oh, these people, they're the most vulnerable. Now that is a crock of BS. Okay,
yeah.
If we are considered the most vulnerable, then why have we been neglected?
Right.
In all this planning. I want to know that answer. Okay,
right.
We are not considered the most vulnerable if we are constantly neglected. Period.
Right. Mm-hmm. They moved people out of the prisons. Why couldn't they move people out of the nursing homes?
Because we are not important, period.
Exactly.
Well, they had to move them out. They're afraid of the criminals.
Well, it's a good thing they didn't put them in the nursing home.
That's right. They should.
Some of them do go into the nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
In Boston, or outside of Boston, where Marlene is a victim of a nursing home, the floor below her has many people who have come from prison.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because, since this or before that?
Yeah, like that.
Because of the virus or beforehand?
Before that.
No, before. Late, before. Way before the
You're
virus.
Kidding? Really? Wow. That's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad. That's really bad.
I bet you a lot of those homeless people are going to wind up in nursing homes. You wait and see.
That's what I said. I hope they don't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
And God knows what other diseases they have, you know?
This is
why I have to, you know, really, this is why we have to get them out. Because, and then now today he's going about, you know, how it was here ahead of time and where was everybody? Where was the New York Times? I'm a governor. I can't, do anything. Hello? He's the governor. He can't do anything. But the New York Times is supposed to do something?
Oh God.
And then we got the other one who in January, the president. I'm a Democrat, but I pick on both of them because they're both pickable. They both do stupid things. He, in January, the first week of January, the president this is now, instead of going after that guy in Iraq who was going to, oh, they got word he was going to do something to us and blah, 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 blah. And we had a bomb, remember, and kill him. And they had the big parades over there and everything. And then we bombed them, and then we had 109 service people who at first he said nobody got hurt, and then it was 109, and then they had concussions, and he said they just had headaches. Remember that?
So, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so why, instead of going after him, he should have gone after the virus that was coming. So,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
They're all so despicable. I can't talk about them anymore. They're just, these are the people that we depend on to protect our country, and these are the ones that let it all in. And that's why our mothers are, I called today the nursing home. I'm told by somebody on the other side, oh, she's doing great. She was up and walking. I said, what? I said, my mother doesn't walk. Oh, who is she again? I said, I'm sorry. I said, she's Mary. Oh, I thought you said Elizabeth.
Who is she again?
Do they sound alike, those two names?
Stupid.
I like
so
stupid ass. Idiot.
Tonight I got her
they
good nurse, so
she is.
Called me.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm sorry?
They don't even know
who she is.
No, I told you the other day, I'm sure they made a mistake when they said about the oxygen and all. So tonight I got her good nurse, the one who called me the night she fell out of bed. I said, do you know if she ever had the x-ray taken? No, she doesn't think so. I'll have to tell. I said, look, it's almost a week now. Don't bother, because if they haven't, a head thing should have been done right away. If it wasn't, I don't want to get any more corona from the x-ray machine. I said, just let it be.
Yeah,
I mean, if you fall and hit your head, you should have an x-ray done pretty quick.
Right. Right.
Yeah, you don't let it go 5, 6, 7 days or, you know, so.
You know, when you're in the nursing home, they have a rolling x-ray machine. You don't have to go into an x-ray booth or something. They bring a portable x-ray machine, and it's like a suitcase, I swear. I was in four different nursing homes, okay? And every single time I've had an injury, now I had four different injuries, I swear. Four different times I was in a nursing home, and four different things happened to me, okay?
It still doesn't mean that they all have.
But they do come from the outside, I know. They do. All of them, they've come from the outside. They don't have one in the facility itself.
That's right. They don't.
At least the one she's been in, they've come from the outside.
Right. Right. They all come from the outside, and they all come into the facility.
Well, there goes the virus again.
Yes, I said, don't bother. I said, if it hasn't been taken in this long, just let it go.
Exactly. So they come, and this guy came in with this little suitcase thing, and I said, what's that? He goes, the x-ray machine. I said, that's an x-ray machine. It's a 2x4 suitcase. And it looks like, I'm like, he goes, yeah, this is a very good x-ray machine. I said, that?
Yeah. Well, they'll probably come and they'll take an x-ray of her foot anyway, so.
Yeah, so then.
Because it's so damn screwed up.
Yeah, he brings it over and he goes, see? I said, I'm legally blind. I can't see it. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. You don't look blind. I love that statement. You know, what does blind look like? What does blind look like? For real, what does blind look like? What's it supposed to look like? I mean, and he has this fuzzy screen I can't see anyway, you know?
No.
I mean, even if I were to try to take a good look at it, I couldn't see it.
So wait a minute, let me, Maureen,
yes,
so they told you she was walking. Did you finally find out what was that about?
Oh, she had the wrong person. Who's your mother again? I said, Mary Will. Oh, Willis. Oh, I thought you said, I thought it was Elizabeth McDonald. Do they sound alike? Other than they're both female names, what sounds alike about those two names?
Absolutely.
They are stupid. They really are. They really are dumb. You know what it is? They don't pay attention. That's another thing. They really don't. They have to pay attention, you know, some of them. So tomorrow I'm getting the phone call with her again. So in the afternoon, so that'll be good.
At least you get it daily. I got to do it once a week.
No, I do twice a week. Just twice a week.
Oh, you get it twice a week? Oh, all right. I get it once. But
I had a chance
to actually see her by the door, and this was the most hysterical thing. And it was like very short. And I don't know. You know, the thing that I'm you know, ask them. I don't know. Ask them. Am I allowed to come and visit her at the doorway or at the window or something like that? Ask them. You got nothing to lose. You know.
Well,
hey,
that's
she's on the second floor. Can you bring her down to the you know, the first floor, and I visit her, you know, 6 feet away, social distance, you know, make it some sort of big deal.
Why don't they just put her in a bubble?
That's why I don't want to bring her. For real, I mean, bring her stuff, you know, that she likes, and go there for like a little bit, and then go back home, you know.
Well, that's why I don't want to, you know, have to bring her down, because first of all, they'll bring the wrong person anyway.
You never know, right?
I know.
That's
so
funny. I would use whatever phone you had and find a way to take a picture of the person they bring down. And I'd put that on the news.
Bring down the wrong person.
Yeah, at least six nurses.
And you won't be able to tell because you're blind, Maureen. How are you going to tell?
I know.
I find a way to learn how to take a picture on my phone before she'd go to the nursing home.
It's just so ridiculous. You know what goes on. I mean, they don't.
That's
what probably happened the other day, too, when I was told, though, she was on the oxygen. They probably had the wrong person again.
They did.
Yeah.
But
you know,
this nurse at least tonight is good.
My mom looked the best she had in months, and I'm laughing at myself. I'm like, you know, when I come unannounced, right, she looks horrible. She looks absolutely horrible. Like she was, you know, a pimper on the street.
Yeah.
She looked absolutely pretty. I'm like, I know the dealio. Should I say I'm coming every single day and I know she's going to be treated well?
Yeah, or surprise them.
Yeah.
Well, this nurse is nice, too, because she said, you know, she's there and she asks for you. She said, but I tell her, when this is over, as soon as Maureen can come, she's going to be back to you. So that's nice.
Gosh,
at least
my mother was in a nice outfit.
Mm-hmm.
She was really looking good. I gotta find a way to make it really large. I can't even see it myself, but I took a picture. I gotta make it a little larger, though. It's a little blurry for me.
All right. Anything else you want to add, Maureen?
No, I'm just so, you know, upset that you think maybe this could have been stopped in its tracks and nobody did anything because nobody's doing what they should be doing, you know?
They don't listen
to
us. That's what it is.
They don't listen to anybody, Frank. I don't think they listen to themselves sometimes. Really?
Well, they go on and on so much, I wouldn't listen to myself either. Like,
they claim that they educate people. You know, you want to know about the disabled, ask the disabled. That's full of crap. They don't do that.
Yes, Sydney hasn't done anything.
The
Center for Independent Disabled Adults.
They
haven't done anything
either. That's what
they
do. You know?
What is it, Suzanne? I'm sorry.
Did I lose?
Hmm?
Hello?
What happened?
Hello?
Hello?
Frank?
Yeah,
hello?
No, Sydney,
hello there.
They owe you. You ought to get on them.
Yeah, well, the last couple times I called, nobody answers, so.
You ought to demand that they find your mother an apartment. They had you on the
wrong
program, right?
Right. They had her on the wrong program for how long, and, you know, it's just, but we definitely have to get out of this area, because I'm thinking today, that's why the two airports, they're very not far from each other either, you know, and I'm not too far from them, so that's why everybody got off and got out and came here, you know, and spread it, you know.
Find a place upstate.
Yeah, well, I'll have to find somewhere where it's not so bad anyway. I mean, this is the worst enclave right here, you know, near the airports. That's the worst part.
Place,
you know?
Upstate, and we'll bug the hell out of Cuomo and make them help you.
Yeah, exactly.
What else can we do?
I know. Oh, we have to just. And they go, well, where's all this money coming from? And you can't help people get out of nursing homes? You know? Just very sad.
They had programs. They didn't put them into practice.
No, of course not. That's what
Most
I mean.
Of
they
the
don't
people
do
in
anything
there are
they
on,
could.
Are on programs.
Mm-hmm. But what are they waste? What are they wasting their time and effort on? Not what they should be. Any of them, you know. Just very sad. Very, very sad. They're all talk and no action. You know. That's
yeah.
Them, you know.
Anyway, we got to move on. Suzanne, you there?
Okay. Well, at least you guys tried. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Have a good night. Take care.
All right. So just hang up the phone and we'll continue.
Oh, okay. Okay. Take care. Bye, bye, bye.
All right. In a sight. Live around the world, 213-816-1650. I don't know what happened to our engineer. She got knocked off the air. All right. If you're on the line, we'll try to get to you. Talking tonight about there is a solution. Let the politicians step up. Put it into practice. Give it a chance to work. You know, they like to do things as pilot program. Well, make it a pilot program. You know, the other agencies don't want to do it. Start it with us. We'll do it. They want us to be 501c3. Give it to us. We'll take it. Whatever it takes. All right. To get this thing started and to get it done. To give people a better chance. Why does a person, when they get older, have to live their life out in a miserable, horrible nursing home where they lose their identity? You just heard the second time that they gave Maureen the wrong person.
Hi.
You know? They lose their identity, you know? Allow a person to live whatever time they've got in their own home instead of pushing them into a hellhole.
Exactly.
All right, in a sight, we have any other callers?
We have Anthony, but he's not queued in.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he wants to speak or not on this.
So we urge these politicians, and we know now they're concentrating on this so-called disease, virus.
Plague.
You know? But when it's over, you know, do something to change this system. Take a lesson from the people who have perished in the nursing homes.
Frank,
and do something.
It doesn't have to be over. It doesn't have to be over. You know why? Because they're doing remarkable things now for people. Seriously. So why does this thing have to
What are you
be
referring
over
to? What are they doing?
Meaning, I'll tell you, they passed a stimulus package and giving money to people. Why can't they do an amazing thing for the disabled? Completely amazing.
Well, I was talking about that in the beginning. It shows you that the government can
Could
put out
things.
Extra money.
That's right.
But it took death for them to do
to
it.
To do it. Yeah, it always does.
People have
death
to die
death
for them to give a little extra help.
That's right. And it shows that they have the money.
I don't think that's so amazing that they put out a little extra money. I think it's no. long overdue, and it's owed to us.
And it's deplorable, actually. It is.
You know? So then take the next step. Get the agencies to join in.
That's right.
You know?
I agree.
The agency should match the money
mentally,
that,
everything
that the government
do this. Yeah.
The agency
Sorry.
Should match the money that the government is giving people.
Yeah, I agree.
Or at least try to match it.
Yep.
You know, whatever they can raise. You know, and the people in the nursing homes didn't get the damn money.
Yeah. And I didn't get my money yet either.
What good is that?
My husband and I are going to get it with our taxes together in his account. Thank God I found out today. I found out.
Yeah, well.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yep. Yeah, which I'm happy, but the problem was is that we couldn't change our information online. That was the problem because we had our taxes. It was just a weird thing done. We paid by paper 1 year, meaning we issued a paper check. So that's why it was all messed up. We didn't pay by direct
deposit. What's wrong
with
that? Long they got their money.
Exactly, but guess what? They didn't like that, so that's why we weren't getting
too damn bad.
But we weren't getting
money
it by
money.
Direct deposit. Exactly.
If somebody gave me $5 million in pennies, don't you think I'd take it?
Oh, everybody would.
Damn right,
yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
Hire a truck.
But we, I would hire more than a truck. I'd hire a caravan of trucks. Shoot.
Anyway, Inner Sight around the world, and there is a solution.
There is
always
a solution.
Put it into practice. Make it a pilot program if that's the way you want to start it.
Yeah.
You need an agency to commit to it.
NSA.
Make it us. Nobody else wants to do it. We'll do it.
We'll always do it. That's something we commit to all the time.
We're not able to do it, but we would if the government would set this thing up.
Yeah.
You know, and give us the means to operate. Give us the money to operate it.
Yep, and to hire people who are bonded and people who are willing to do what we want them to do. Yeah.
You don't want to give us the money to operate it. Get the agencies that already have the money to operate it.
That's right.
To start
Enforce them and enforce it. That's what you need to do. You need to enforce.
Pass a law if you have to.
Yes. Yes.
Sign an executive order. Do what you got
to
do.
That's right. You need to.
We've
enforce
seen
it.
That the government can do all these things, considering it's an emergency. Well, you know, a lot of people have died in these nursing homes before the damn virus came along. How come you don't consider that an emergency?
No, I don't know.
See, there's a big contradiction here.
Yeah, I know.
You know? They want you to believe that this is a big emergency. Well,
yeah, I know.
There was a big emergency before it got here.
I know.
And they haven't acknowledged it.
I know.
So there you have it, world. We're going to keep on revealing it.
Always.
Until somebody does something about it.
Yeah. Now, here's the other thing. My old glasses, I'm saying, my ones that help me read and see, you know, the phone to help run the show, they're broken. Nothing new. The crappy frames that the commission gave me. So I am able to buy frames online. They're pretty reasonable, right? So I buy the frames, but now I need new, you know, lenses because the lenses are all scratched up. You know, I have a really bad habit. It's more like I have narcolepsy, so I fall asleep with them on unintentionally because I, you know, have the, you know, narcolepsy. So now I can't get them. I can't get them. Why hasn't...
Well, that's dangerous,
you know,
to sleep with your glasses. You get hurt.
I know, but what do I do? I have problems with, you know, sleeping disorder, you know, and that's a big problem, you know?
Well, if you know you're going to... You go to sleep a certain time, right?
No, I don't have any warning that I sleep. I could sleep during the day. I could sleep during the night. I could sleep at any time. And then I have severe insomnia at night. It's part of the narcolepsy. It's really, really bad.
Well, you see, what you need is with our solution, what you would have is a visual fund.
Yeah.
You know, where you would have half a dozen pair of glasses.
That's what I need. Yeah. And then, you know what I was told by the Commission for the Blind? I was told by maybe you don't need glasses anymore.
What are they, eye doctors?
Exactly. You know what I need glasses for? I need to, like, they help me get, like, especially the close work. That I need mostly for the glasses to at least get what little itty-bitty vision I have.
Yeah, but if you had sound, would you still need the glasses?
I can't hear all the sound sometimes. So it's like,
if you had sound, you could hear. Would you still need the glasses?
The problem is, whatever's on the screen is not all fully said. That's the problem. So if
that's not what I've been told.
No,
about
those it
things.
Is. Well, if you have a, like, say for example, an image, right, and there's text in the image, then that's the problem. Not
Doesn't
always.
The sound describe the image with the text?
Not always. That's the problem.
Why not?
Then
there's something
missing. It describes
missing.
It. If it's, like, very, very scripty type text or fancy text, forget it. It doesn't describe it at all. But if it's, like, block text, then it describes it.
Well, then
it's
they
okay.
have to
It'll
they have to fix
it.
That. That has to
they
be
have
limited.
To, they have to force everybody to put block text, but they don't. Everybody doesn't put block text.
Well,
or
there's the,
when they
there's the
do,
enforcement again.
Or underneath... where nobody can see if they want that Cyrillic pretty text, they could still leave it, right? But underneath where nobody could see, put the description.
See,
what
you're telling
saying?
Me now is the reason why I always say you can't rely on these devices when you're outside in the street.
That's right. You can't,
Forget
in a way.
It. You're
but
going
to
get yourself killed.
Put, now, if I'm, you know, looking at an image, I found out there's different layers to an image, and I found out you could put a layer of text. You could put a layer of text. There's a program that you could put a layer on there, and you could put text in there, and then put the image on top of it. Nobody will ever know that there's a thing, and then you could have that image reader, not image reader, the screen reader, read that. And then nobody will ever know that there's text underneath there. Because you know why? One
well,
day...
Well, call up Dizzy Izzy Digital.
I know who you're talking about.
Maybe he can fix it.
Yeah.
Izzy?
Anyway, Izzy,
what
Izzy,
are you
Izzy.
Doing with the virus? Did you cure the
well,
virus with the digital?
I don't know if he even has a job now. I think he retired. I'm hoping he retired.
I haven't heard from him. No more emails.
Me either. Yeah, right.
Izzy, they say the
Izzy,
digital
Izzy.
Caused the virus, you swine hunt.
No, I don't know. I'm gonna look on Twitter.
All
he
right.
usually sends us Twitter, you know.
Tomorrow night, Dizzy Izzy with the virus. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Stay away
well,
from me, will you? I don't want to catch it. You know? Hey, will you get away from me with that computer? They got the virus.
It gets rid
Eat
of the
some
virus.
Oil of oregano. I'll see with you. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight Means Freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. I want to thank Michelle once again, Michelle
yeah,
Charlesworth,
awesome.
My dear friend, for the food.
Oh, mine too.
She sent us.
She's a
we love you, Michelle.
Friend. We love you, Michelle is right.
All right.
Always.
Be with you tomorrow night with the funnies. Don't forget, we're going to have a lot of fun here tomorrow night.
Always.
And Suzanne, co-host and engineer, we thank you.
You're welcome, always.
Take care. Be safe out there. Wild oil of oregano. Don't forget it.
Yes, sir.
Spray it on your food. Spray it all over the street.
All
right.
All
Wild
over
oil
know.
Of oregano. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.